from newstalkzb.co.nz. It's Andrew Dickens.
Time now to head out travelling once again. Now, I think last week when Andrew Dickens spoke to this lady, where were you? Somewhere in West Australia? You'd been in West Australia, but Megan Singleton, you don't spend much time in New Zealand at the moment, do you?
It doesn't seem like it, Mel. I was in the States also for, I think, about 4 weeks before West Australia, so I'm kind of burning up the carbon miles here a little bit, but we won't talk about that.
You're not a zero emissions lady, but you are back in the States now. You're in Sonoma County, of all places. Tell me, where is that exactly?
Yeah, so I flew into San Francisco, and it's about an hour's drive north of San Fran, and it's the county next door to Napa. But for some reason, even though it's mighty, you know, bigger than Napa, it doesn't get as much press. So what I've just learned is that it's 1 million acres, Sonoma County, and it's actually made up of 5 wine valleys with 400 wineries that all have tasting rooms. There are actually 500 wineries, but 400 have tasting rooms.
400 wineries? Wow.
So you can imagine if you were trying to set yourself a little itinerary to go wine tasting, you could actually end up driving 2 hours between tastes. So I'm going to make sure that none of our listeners have to do that and they can actually taste within the same vicinity.
So it pays to do a little bit of Google mapping before you hit Sonoma Valley then.
Yeah, absolutely. It's monstrous. And I'm in this cutest little hotel. It's kind of Italian-inspired, I want to say like Hacienda or something, not that I'd really know, but cute little fireplace room. It's called Vitner's Inn. And they stock Waiwera water.
Oh, nice.
Like, yeah, I know. It was so unusual. I thought, did I just bring that off the plane? But no, it's actually here in the room. This region is so well known for its wine, but actually it's a massive agricultural region, so food is a really big thing here. So tomorrow I'm going on a cooking class and a wine and food cooking tour. Sorry, not cooking, a wine and food walking tour. It's going to be great.
What a great idea, a wine and food walking tour. So you eat and you drink and then you get to walk it off.
I know, and it's around this cute little town called Healdsburg. So all through the valleys here are sweet little towns, and at the moment it's all Christmassy. Everywhere you go, I just want to buy everything that they've got on display. So it's really cute. And tomorrow night tonight I'm off to eat black pig at a place called Zazu. I don't even know what that is, but I'm up for everything, so it sounds fantastic. The redwoods are another huge tourist attraction here. You can go ziplining through redwood forests. And Peanuts and Charlie Brown was created here. Charles Schulz lived here, his wife still does, and they've built like a gallery to show a whole lot of his work. He wrote 17,000 comic strips.
No way.
Incredible.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you're a bit of a Snoopy fan, that's well worth seeing, and you can buy some cute little things if you want to there. And of course, you fly in through Air New Zealand to San Francisco, and I'm actually going to be flying out of LA next week. So easy peasy. You can just kind of do the whole loop here in California.
Fabulous. What a great pre-Christmas break. I mean, and who doesn't like Snoopy as well? They're bringing out a Snoopy movie soon too, which I'm looking forward to very much so.
They are. They told me about that, and they have spent heaps of time in the studio where he was working, really reading over all the comics. They're absolutely pouring over it. It's his son and grandson that have written the screenplay.
Can't wait. Megan Singleton, go and enjoy your black pig. And if you want to read what we've been talking about today, just go to bloggeratlarge.com.